Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
We're talking on the Holy Spirit today, the powerful, sweet, glorious Holy Spirit. My sister-in-law mentioned while she was talking that it's the Holy Spirit. She said that you're led by God. Well, I want you to know it's the Holy Spirit that's leading you. The Bible says in Romans 8:14, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the children of God. And this Holy Spirit happens to be the power of God the Father, the power of God the Son, and He is God Himself. And too often we overlook the glorious, wonderful Holy Spirit. I'm going to shock some of you right now. You haven't heard the voice of Jesus. You've heard the voice of the Holy Spirit. Now the Holy Spirit and Jesus are one. So you've heard them all, but it's the Holy Spirit that is speaking, leading, and guiding, and directing you. And were it not for the Holy Spirit, Jesus would have looked at a demon-possessed man and said, you come out of him, and nothing would have happened. The Holy Spirit is the power of God. Lest we forget, the Holy Spirit is how you got saved. The Holy Spirit is who raised Jesus from the dead. The Holy Spirit is where your healing and health comes from. The Bible tells us how God anointed Jesus with the Holy Spirit and with power. Then He could heal. Then He could cast out demons. Then He could walk on the water. Up until that point, He could not. And I want to tell you this right now. Jesus was completely and totally dependent upon the Holy Spirit. When He left heaven, He knew, if the Holy Spirit doesn't come, I got no way home. He had no way back without the presence of the Holy Spirit coming and raising Him from the dead. And we had no way into heaven had the Holy Spirit not raised Jesus from the dead. And last week we spoke about this precious Holy Spirit and said He's got a will of His own. Everyone said the Holy Spirit has His own will. Like Jesus had His own will. Remember, Jesus said, Lord, I don't want to do this, but not my will. Your will be done. And the Bible says that the Holy Spirit gives gifts unto the church of who He wills to give them to. He's got His own will. He's not controlled by the Father or by the Son. They're all in total agreement and in unity 100%, but He's got His own will. And when Jesus came down from heaven, He knew if the Holy Spirit did not raise Him from the dead and empower Him, He would have been lost for all of eternity. But He trusted and He relied 100% on the powerful, the wonderful, the glorious Holy Spirit. Give the Lord a shout for the King of Kings and the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Thank you, Canaan and Joshua. We appreciate you guys so much. Wow. Woo! Praise God. Now, we're talking about the Holy Spirit because it's vital to know Him. Some of you are acquainted with Him, but I need to reacquaint you. And some of you don't know Him, and I need to introduce you to this precious Holy Spirit. He is the power of God, lest we forget. And you know, next week I'm going to talk to us about things we all experience, where sometimes you feel you're praying and it's hitting a brass ceiling. Ever been there? Where you feel, my God, are you there? Have you ever been there, or is it just me? I had an experience this last week. God, are you there? God, I don't perceive you. But let me tell you what's happening. The Holy Spirit will take His perceptible presence from you, but He doesn't leave you, and He'll never forsake you. But He can take His perceptible presence away from you, like He did in the Song of Songs, when she cried out, I'm looking for my Lord God, and I went to seek him, but I could not find him. That's what happens with us sometimes, where you feel it's a dark season. It's a bad time in my life. I'm not hearing God. I'm not seeing God. I'm not feeling from God. But you got to be like David at a time like that and say, listen, yet you will praise him. You will yet praise him, even though you can't see him, feel him, or even understand him. Yet will I praise the Lord my God. And when David began to praise him, let me tell you what's happening when you're in those dark seasons. You're becoming more like Christ if you do it the right way. And you will get growth right there. You get growth when you're not able. And you have to totally rely on him. Look at Jesus. Think about Jesus. The Holy Spirit took him into the wilderness. After he was baptized and full of the Holy Spirit like we are now, the Holy Spirit led him into the wilderness. And he was tempted for 40 days and 40 nights, and he used the same weapons that we've got. He used the Word of God. That's why you don't need to fear no demon, because you got the same weapons that Jesus used against him and defeated him. We got the Word of God. It is written. When sickness comes, it is written. When there's no money, honey, it is written. When you feel lost, it is written. I'll never leave you, forsake you. It's a powerful, powerful thing, our God. He's so wonderful. And when you're in those times and those moments and you start to worship him and praise him, the devil thinks, what can I do? I've done everything. And look at this person. And God is well pleased. That's why he says, in all things, not for all things, not for sickness, not for death and mayhem, but in the midst of all things, give him praise in all things, because that's his will, that we praise him. Why? Because we trust him. We know, like Jesus trusted the Holy Spirit, Jesus was never shut down. And when Jesus came back from that wilderness experience, the Bible says he came back in the power of the Holy Ghost. He came back in the power of the Holy Ghost. When you're going through a wilderness season, you stay hooked up with him. Even though it feels like, God, where are you? Why have you forsaken me? Ever said that? Lord, why have you forsaken me? Why have you left me? Why won't you do something? Where are you, God? Right in that moment, you say, yet will I praise you. Yet will I glorify you. Yet will I honor you, because I've got what you've given me. And I'm going to walk through this wilderness, and I'm coming out in the power of the Holy Ghost. And once Jesus came out of the wilderness, the miracles, signs, and wonders started to explode. So don't look at your wilderness experience as a bad thing. Look at it as a curve and a learning curve. Some of you are going through that right now. Some of you are going through some wilderness experience right now. I want you to know, trust in the Holy Ghost. Trust him. It might be your marriage. It might be your children. It might be your finances. It may be you ongoing sin in your life. You trust in the Holy Ghost. You turn to the Holy Ghost. You rely upon the Holy Ghost like Jesus relied 100% unto death. You rely upon the Holy Spirit. And I promise you, he will never let you down. He will never forsake you. May not happen the time and the way we expect it to and when we want it to, but I promise you, if it's in the Word, it'll happen. Amen? And that's my introduction. Good morning. Welcome to all of you watching by way of the internet. We love you. Like Ariel said, come to service. It's safe here. It's clean here. We've got the presence of the Holy Spirit in this place. Can you say amen? Look at the picture. The glorious Holy Spirit. You see, we don't know what he looks like, but we've seen shadows and types of what God calls him and says. He's a wind, he's fire, he's oil, he's a dove, he's peace, all those things. He's a teacher, and he's also the Spirit of truth. And we're going to start looking at some things. I'm hoping to get three of them in for you today. We got one in last week, but I want you to know the Trinity that we serve and the Trinity that we worship is one God which exists in three persons. The Holy Spirit is a person. He's not some mist, some thing, some nothing. And because he's third in the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we tend to put him below. No, they're all equal. Exactly. He's third because his work came last. See, and I'm going to say this again. Without a word from God, without the Holy Spirit, God wouldn't speak. Because when God looked and he saw nothing and the hovering of the Holy Spirit on the water, he said, light be, and the Holy Spirit kicked in. If the Holy Spirit wasn't there, there wouldn't have been light. Amen. And so we're going to learn about this beautiful, beautiful Holy Spirit. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. All three of them are God. Can you say amen? Now, in Matthew 28:19, I just want you to see this, that God includes him in this prayer. He says, go you therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Spirit. The Trinity, triune God. You see that? Today, we're going to concentrate on this Holy Ghost. He is the power of God. Everyone say, he is the power of God. Listen, when Jesus came in Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power. He is the power of God. When Jesus came out of the wilderness, he came out with the power of God. Do you understand? He is the power of the God we love and serve. The Jesus who was crucified, who loved us so much. It's just so powerful. The Holy Spirit is the power of the Trinity. Now listen, God Almighty spoke the word. Jesus the Son became the word. And God the Holy Ghost revealed the word. God the Father spoke the word. Jesus Christ became the word. And God the Holy Ghost reveals the word. All scriptures given by inspiration of the Holy Spirit. You see? So he reveals to us what actually took place. And the reason why I believe God wants us to learn this is so that we can start to give the glory to the Holy Spirit as well. Do you know he's the only one of the Godhead you can grieve? He says, grieve not the Holy Spirit. You know how you grieve the Holy Spirit? With bad, dirty communication out your mouth. See, when you take him into a drug den and you're doing drugs, or you take him into a whorehouse and whatever you're doing, you're taking him with you. Amen? When you agree with the lies they're trying to peddle to the world, you agree with that, you grieve the Holy Ghost. He said, I created a man and a woman, period. He said, go forth and multiply, period. Amen. But when you disagree with the Holy Spirit and you start speaking against that, you are grieving the Holy Spirit. And then is a time when he may take his perceptible presence away from you, and you might wonder, why is it getting so dark and dusty in this place? You need to take stock of yourself, and you need to continue loving God. Amen. We're getting quiet, aren't we? There's a picture I've got just showing you the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. That was the best one I could do. See the hands, see the cross, and see the dove. That's just, you know, we've got to try to perceive a little bit more than we do in the natural realm, because you have got to get into the spiritual realm, first of all, to worship him in spirit and in truth. You can't worship him in truth without being in the spirit.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
West of Old England, a WCNO corporate underwriter has equestrian and western wear from head to toe for both horse and rider. They are your Wrangler Pro Rodeo and Horseman headquarters. They also have a boot department with Ariat, Double H, Carolina, Justin, Rocky Durango, Dan Post, Lucchese Boots, along with Minnetonka, Moccasins, and Stetson.